It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio Senior News Analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Jack, this week Governor Rick Snyder rolled out his budget for the coming fiscal year. It calls for more money for schools, higher education, and infrastructure. Snyder also wants to squirrel away $260 million in the rainy day fund and pay down debt. Of course, some were happy with the proposal and some weren't. Jack, what do you think about the governor's proposed budget?
Well, I think it's one of the most sane and sensible budgets he's proposed, but the problem is I don't know that the legislature is going to go along with it. The Republican majority in the legislature are hell-bent on a tax cut, rolling back the income tax rate from 4.25 to 3.9%. The governor knows we can't afford that without doing great damage to things like road repair, but we'll have to see how this all turns out. It's sort of ironic that Democrats seem happier with the Republican governor's budget than the Republicans.
The Detroit Public Schools Community District is ready to sue if the state moves ahead with plans to close 16 low-performing schools. The school board says closing the schools would impose a lot of hardship on families, and it would rather try to turn the schools around. Meanwhile, a new bill would repeal the law that lets the state school reform office close consistently low-performing schools. The state has defended its methods for holding failing schools accountable, but some lawmakers say they're not working. Jack, what do you think?
Well, I think the problem is that we're really not looking at the main issue here. The real story is that the governor wanted the legislature to give the Detroit Community School District a way. They wanted to have a way in which they could determine, the mayor would be the decider, I believe, as to where any new school could open in Detroit, either a charter school or a public school, any new school that got public money. Legislature refused to let them do that. So they're sort of hamstrung. These charters can pop up all over the place and sort of drive public schools out of existence. Public schools also didn't get enough money to sort of reconfigure themselves completely. So this is a problem. There are also other problems statewide, but I think we have to make a decision as a state. Are we going to make a commitment to public education and fix these schools or not? Otherwise, you're just nibbling at the margins of a slowly sinking ship, to mix a metaphor.
Michigan has a new candidate for governor. Dr. Abdul El-Sayed was Detroit's public health director. He resigned this week before announcing his candidacy. This guy is young. He's a Democrat. The Detroit Free Press reports he's got a PhD, a medical degree. He was a Rhodes Scholar. He's also the son of Egyptian immigrants and says he plans to focus his campaign on inclusion and equality. Do you think Michigan is ready for a candidate like El-Sayed?
Absolutely not. And for two reasons. Number one, quite apart from the fact that he is Egyptian, that he's going to push people's buttons, he has no experience in government or politics whatsoever. Now, we saw Rick Snyder, who had a lot more experience in the private sector, had a hard time being governor because he had no experience in the legislative arena. Apart from that, and I'm sure this man is very, very bright, very, very capable, we are certainly bigoted against Muslims in this country. Case in point, in last November's election, Ishmael Ahmed was a candidate for the State Board of Education, superbly experienced man, associate provost at U of M Dearborn. He had been a cabinet member in the Granholm administration. Everyone highly respects him. He got 250,000 fewer votes than the other Democrats, quite clearly because people were discriminating against him because he's a Muslim. So this candidacy may make some people feel good and attract some interest. It has no chance.
Jack, election result audits and a separate inquiry into ballot irregularities in Detroit found that there were 31 voters who cast two ballots in November. That's a pretty small fraction of the total 4.8 million ballots that were cast in the state. Some of those voters could face criminal charges. However, the state elections director says most of the problems were simply mistakes. What do you think, Jack? Is it time to put this issue to bed, or is there something more we could learn from this?
We've just seen proof that there is no voter fraud in Michigan. Of these 31 people, a couple of them might have been college students that are just sort of showing off, doing college student type things. Some of them were clearly people, from anecdotal evidence, who were confused. They thought they needed to vote again if they'd already voted absentee, or they were worried their absentee vote wouldn't count. So if you've got an error rate of 31 people out of 4.8 million, that indicates that when President Trump talks about massive voter fraud, he's completely mistaken, to be kind to him.
All right, Jack. Well, you have yourself a good weekend.
I intend to vote early and often for warmth and sunshine.
It sounds like a plan. Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio Senior News Analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.